I like it, kissing you. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Do I miss it all day through? You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'll shout it to the skies. There's no telling what I'll do to make you realize that I love you. Yes, I do. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Do I like it? Kissing you. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You do?
Do I miss it? All day through. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Oh, honey.
I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'll shout it to the skies. There's no telling what I do to make you realize that I love you.
You do?
Yes, I do. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'll shout it to the skies. There's no telling what I'll do to make you realize that I love you.
Love me?
Yes, I do. You know I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
And to prove it, what do you do?
I'll tell the preacher on the day I marry you.
I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Thank you.
good if I need you, but I do. Maybe it's because I'm seeing dreams come true. The very moment we met, I knew my future was set. So I can't help it if I love you, but I do.
Ted Heath and his music on The Swing Years and Beyond, featuring Kenny Baker there on the trumpet, Dark Eyes, also known as Hacha Cornea, from 1948. Les Brown and his orchestra, featuring Doris Day on I Can't Help It. Billy May and his orchestra with Charmaine, a song closely associated with Guy Lombardo, done there in the mid-50s by Billy May. Joe Loss and his orchestra with Elizabeth Beatty and Howard Jones singing I Do, I Do, I Do from 1948. And Max Pilar and his dance band with Moritat, otherwise known as Mac the Knife. This song has just such an oddball history. It was originally a song from an opera that I'm not going to even try to pronounce in German, but it was written by Kurt Weill and lyrics by Bertolt Brecht for the Three Penny Opera. We know it in English by that name. A Moritat is a medieval version of the murder ballad. That's performed by strolling minstrels, from mori, meaning deadly, and tat, meaning deed. So in the Three Penny Opera, the Moritat singer with his street organ introduces and closes the whole story with the tale of Mackie Messer, or Mac the Knife, a character based on a highwayman, McKeith, in John Gay's The Beggar's Opera. So this is a little bit of history of that amazing song, Mack the Knife, which you don't find many cover versions of. So it was interesting that Max Pilar and his dance band decided to do that light, swinging, sweet version of Moritat. It's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Coming up on the program, Duke Ellington and his orchestra, Lena Horne, Fats Waller, and more, including your Mommalies, right after this.
Support for KUOW comes from Children's Hospital and Regional Medical Center. Since 1907, Children's has been caring for the sick and injured children in our region, thanks in part to the generosity of a compassionate community. More information is available online at seattlechildrens.org.
Well, I asked people to write in to swingyears at kuow.org with your Mommalies, things you can't forget that your mother said, whether good, bad, or indifferent. So I'm going to read a few now. I think we might have to do this in a couple parts because a lot of people did write in. You can still write to swingyears at kuow.org. Well, Ed wrote in from San Diego saying, my mother, who was a fabulous cook and even better baker, would tempt us daily with marvelous homemade pies and cakes, but she had a fear of being overweight and would always tell us to eat to live, don't live to eat. Ed says, sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't. And I didn't get this one explained to me, but Jeffrey wrote in from Fort Collins, Colorado, and said, when your knees are cold, you're cold all over. That's what his mom used to say. And Reba's mom said, got to get my rat killing done. I don't know what that's about, Reba. And Barbara says, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor man. Now get to work. That's Lisa's mom, Barbara. She wrote in from right here in Seattle. And another Lisa wrote in saying, when I was about 12 years old, commenting on someone I saw, she said, God, she's so weird. My mom hesitated for a moment, looked at me in that mom way, and calmly said, Lisa, we can all be a little bit weird sometimes. And Lisa added, don't ask me why, but I always remember that. I've shared it with a couple close friends, and I know they always remember it. As the twig is bent, the tree is inclined, so says Bob's mother. And from Neil, my mother would put one hand on her hip and shake the wooden spoon at us during dinner if we grumbled about what we were having, saying, eat it and be happy, otherwise I'll put you in a plastic bag, tie it to your belt, and make you wear it to school tomorrow. No greater threat could come, about on potato soup night. His other favorite was, if you're not happy with it, go ahead and run away. When you get home, you'll have to eat off the table because I'm going to break your plate. There were seven of us kids and an absent dad, so only eight plates in the cupboard, says Neil. That's mom just putting her foot down for you, Neil. Brett from Boston writes in, says his mom used to say, kill them with kindness, say your prayers, wash behind your ears. This soup needs salt. Those are some of the Mommalies we're sharing tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond. Some more coming up after a few more tunes. We're going to have some Duke Ellington right after this. It's Gene Kelly. I've Got a Crush on You. On the Swing Years and Beyond, 94.9 KUOW.
I got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo, could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I got a crush, my baby, on you. I got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with such emotion. Could you coo, could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
Mm-hmm. wish, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
I knew, oh, began. It was heaven's plan. There should be a girl for every single man. So I'm clutching at straws just because I may find my man. Somebody loves me. I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody needs me. I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me. For every boy that passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Maybe somebody loves me, loves me. I wonder who. Maybe, baby. Oh, baby, maybe it's you.
Jim from Fats Waller and his rhythm tonight on The Swing Years and Beyond. It's 94.9 KUOW, The Sheik of Araby. It was Lena Horne with orchestra conducted by Johnny Green in 1943. They recorded Somebody Loves Me, featured in the 1944 musical Broadway Rhythm. Duke Ellington and his orchestra with his composition in a sentimental mood, featuring Rex Stewart on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, taking some solos there along with Duke on the piano, and Gene Kelly from the musical An American in Paris from 1951, I've Got a Crush on You. We're 23 minutes away from 11 o'clock and NPR News headlines, and the music continues until midnight, live every Saturday night on The Swing Years and Beyond. Stay with us. More Mamalies on the way.
Support for KUOW comes from Home Street Bank, committed to getting to know their clients' businesses and making decisions locally based on long-term relationships. More information about business banking at homestreetgetsit.com. Home Street Bank. Great neighbors, great bankers.
If you're just joining us tonight on the program, I ask people to send in their mommalies, those phrases your mother said, good, bad, or indifferent, that you just can't forget. Don says, I doubt there's a mother in the world who hasn't told her kids their face was going to freeze like that. And here from Michael, his mother, he tells this story. When I was very young, 3 to 4 years old, my mother told me, don't let them get your goat. This, of course, was in response to my older sister and brother teasing me and making me angry. The phrase purely baffled me because I knew what a goat was, and this phrase had no context in my young brain. In my response to my wailing, why is there a goat? I don't see a goat. She shushed me with, just think about it for a while, and went back to her motherly stuff. Maybe the contemplative mode helped resolve the situation, but it was her standard phrase for refereeing in all non-combative disputations. Over the years, I have marveled at how much it taught me in social as well as business situations. Thanks for poking my brain a little as I listen to you tonight. Well, thanks, Michael, and Michael's mom. But don't study that too hard, Michael. Just don't furrow your brow because your face might freeze like that. Here from Noel, my mom used to say if there were a dangerous situation, this was right around World War II and the communist conspiracy just afterwards, she told me to do something, if she told me to do something, she added LSMB after her sentence. LSMB, it meant she did not want me to believe her. LSMB means like so much baloney. Thanks, Noel's mom. I think we could all use that sometimes. Jen says, as a young girl, I'd argue with my mom or neglect to clean up my room or stay up too late reading, and she would insist I shape up or I'll frozen your rosin. No, that's sorry. I pronounced that wrong. You'll frozen your rosin. It worked until I was about 11 when I finally said, no, I want to know what that is. Go ahead. Of course, it was just a gentle bluff and had no meaning at all. It held me in line, though, in anticipation of some mysterious punishment. It never worked for my younger brother. Well, you know what? His face is going to freeze like that, Jen, so he'll get his. We'll have more Mamalies coming up on the program right now. Here's the Bob King Quintet with Young at Heart on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW. Thank you.
lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. How I'd cry if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'll ever know. More than I'd show, more than you'll ever know.
Thank you.
without you every night. We miss you more and more each night. We both agree, my shadow and me, that we were wrong and all along that you were right. If you could hear the things we say, you'd never want to stay away. Till you come back again and put the whole thing right. We talk about you every night. Me and my shadow talk about you every night.
It's the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW. Carol Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orphans. Harry Kay on vocals. We talk about you every night from 1947. Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra from 1945 with the instrumental April in Paris. Mildred Bailey sang More Than You Know from 1942. And clarinetist and founder of Delphi Records, Bob Keane, with his quintet doing Young at Heart. More Mommalies coming into the Swing Years and Beyond tonight. I asked people to send in phrases they remember their mother saying, and I think the later it gets, the more people remember. So we're reading these throughout the evening, and here are a few more. Gloria says, this is quite inspiring. My mother used to tell me I could do anything I wanted to do as long as I put my mind to it. She was always so positive and encouraged me to do my best in whatever activity, work, study I was engaged. She has certainly been my mentor through my life, and I thank her for my positive outlook on life. Dave called in and said his mom used to say, if you buy it, you have to clean it. And here's one from Thayer. I always remember when we kids would come running into the house screaming and clutching some scraped or bleeding body part, and my mother would sternly remind us, don't bleed on the carpet or don't bleed on the rug. Not that we had a notably clean home or uncaring mother, quite the contrary, but her response always seemed to put things in perspective and assure us that our injuries weren't so serious that we were going to die, actually comforting in a reverse psychological way. Of course, the rare occasion when she wasn't worried about blood spots, we knew it was serious. Even now, as an adult, on the occasions I accidentally cut myself, I can't help the small smile to myself as I head toward the medicine cabinet and taking care not to bleed on the rug. And Chaya's mom used to say, buses and boys, another will be along in 15 minutes. And a few more tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond, a few more mommalies coming your way. From Joan's mom, let that be a lesson to you. Good or bad, that was my mother's response to life's highs and lows. That's what Joan says. And we'll have more mommalies coming up in the next hour of the program. Stay with us. Right now, here's Edmundo Ross and his rumba band with Brazil Morena on the Swing Years and Beyond on KUOW, FM 94.9, AM 1340. More music right after the news on KUOW FM 94.9, Seattle, KUOW 1340 AM, Tumwater, Olympia.